The days of Gonglao's old town are numbered. The sea has been swallowing over 1 meter of the town's coastline every year. Eugène Coffey has spent his entire life on this shrinking patch of land between sea and lagoon called Lao Panda.
The sea used to be back there, 2 kilometers away. 2 kilometers away. Today, you see that it's right here. There used to be people living here. There used to be coconut trees.
Coastal erosion is a natural phenomenon, but experts say human activity has accelerated it. And with global warming, sea levels are rising around the world. Here in Gonglao, nearby government dams, as well as the local practice of taking sand to build houses, have also hurt the coastline. And many colonial buildings have already been washed away. The water now regularly reaches the church, the cemetery, and the remaining houses.
When the lagoon overflows, all this here is underwater. Even at my house, it's flooded.
Many houses have been abandoned along the coast, and residents have moved inland to what is known as the new town of Gonglao. A few thousand fishermen soldier on here, but making a living has become harder.
The river mouth is stuck in the sand. We can't cross with the boat.
The biodiversity is also affected.
In the lagoon, there were mangroves which grow in saline water. So when the river mouth is closed, the lagoon basically becomes fresh water and the mangroves die off. But mangroves are key for biodiversity. If they die, it's basically the end of the fishery.
The fishermen say the government could help by removing the sand from the river mouth. But experts say the rising sea level is irreversible and the population ultimately will be pushed inland. It's a problem along much of West Africa's coast, and the consequences could be serious. 1/3 of the region's peoples live by the sea, and coastal zones contribute to about half of the regional GDP. Emily Yap for VOA News in Gonglao.